About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. Now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
You know, we've talked a lot about the robot takeover, and I think this is kind of freaky. I'm sure eventually this will be commonplace, but right now it seems freaky that a lot of 911 call centers are replacing humans with AI.
And think about how you talk to AI and how it talks back to you, and then think about a 911 operator being like that.
And I know AI is getting better by the day, supposedly, but understand if you're calling 911, it's usually because you're dealing with something that would be an emergency. And sometimes, yes, people abuse 911 because they didn't get enough chicken nuggets in their order.
I think it's probably to filter out those weirdos.
That makes sense, because even 911 operators, and I think we did an AMA with a 911 operator, and they did kind of declare that something like 50% of the calls to 911 shouldn't be 911 related calls.
Yeah, but then also with the 50% or whatever that are, then you're going to have how much of a delay while this AI figures out what your emergency is and how to connect you to an actual human.
Right. Just out of curiosity, I know, Allie, you got in trouble when you were a kid because you used to call 911 because you just wanted someone to talk to.
No, I just wanted to see what would happen if I called 911 right. And then a police officer showed up at my grandma's house. And yeah. I was like, whoops.
Yeah, and then you learned that lesson the hard way. Have you ever called 911 in real life for a real...
Yeah, when my kid had a seizure.
Oh, that's right, the seizure.
And that was terrifying.
And you dealt with a human, and they probably calmed you down, talked you off the
ledge.
Oh,
my God. It was... Right. And the fire department was at my house within 4 minutes of my phone call.
Nice.
That was incredible.
It's a crazy response time.
I mean, the fire station's right down the street. Right. But still, it was pretty incredible that I was able to, and this woman really did calm me down. She immediately asked the most important questions, which is, where was I? Is he breathing? All this stuff. And it made me feel a lot better. I can't imagine if I was like, hey, my kid just had a seizure, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so frustrating. I totally get that. Why don't you tell me a little bit about where you live, and then we'll go from there.
It's funny that they came to you in 4 minutes. I called about a robbery about 3 years ago. They still have not responded. I should have said, and also, the person who stole the wallet has a seizure.
Yeah, it's a two-year-old who had a seizure.
Then they get there. Omar, you called 911 at all recently?
You know, I actually called 911 about 2 weeks ago. I witnessed a car smashing into the center divider. And I nearly missed all the debris and stuff, and I pulled over to the side and made sure that guy was okay. And the 911 operator said, what kind of car is it? Is he okay? Was he sleeping or, you know, drunk driving or anything? I was like, no, the guy's legit. He's just like, okay, thank you for all the information. We're going to have a car there momentarily. You could take off.
So you basically were the first to report the situation.
I was the first one to report the situation, yeah.
Johnny, you a 911 caller? You ever called 911? Important?
No, I haven't, actually. No, okay. Never in my life.
Johnny can't remember
too many
the number.
Numbers to
too many
remember,
numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too hard to type.
I get the 9, and then my head hurts.
What comes next? Ow.
Here's the question in Man vs. Machine this week. Do humans stand the chance against the future robot overlords that include now 911 operators as more and more call centers are shifting from humans into AI?
And there are more emergencies now than ever, it feels like, because Vanessa was talking about all the earthquakes that have been happening.
Yep.
There's like 17,000 fires happening
so
right now.
Get ready to call AI. In this round of Man vs. Machine, do us humans stand the chance? We've got three situations. These are three of the most common situations and the three of the most common reasons people do call 911. So we have the answers from AI, and then we have answers as us humans. We'll see who does a better job. First question, we'll go to Jake the Nerd as a human. Jake.
What's that?
What is the best way to stop bleeding? This is a big call that comes through. 911 gets this call every day. There's bleeding happening, and you need it to stop. What is the best way as a human, and then we'll let the AI take a shot at it?
Well, the manliest way is red-hot poker, like in Rambo. That stops it instantly. It's supposed to be super painful, though.
You cauterize it, right.
So you get a red-hot poker, you're saying cauterize it, and then you hear that sear of the skin.
Yeah, good smell.
Right. You think, you think that's the answer?
No, but really, you just got a bandage and pressure.
A bandage?
Yeah.
Like you wrap it?
Is that bacon?
That was me. Yes.
That's Rambo's arm.
That's Rambo's lunch.
Lunch.
You're saying what now, Jake? You put a bandage on it?
I am pressure, yeah.
Okay. As a human, Jake says the manliest way to do it is with a red-hot poker. But if you can't cauterize it, then you must use a bandage and pressure. This is what AI said. Same question. How do you stop bleeding?
Apply for direct pressure with clean gauze or cloth. Don't keep lifting it to check. Hold continuously for 10 to 15 minutes. Don't use a tourniquet unless the bleeding is life-threatening and cannot be controlled with direct pressure.
What?
If it's her time of the month, make sure to have 3 pints of Ben and Jerry's.
Well, listen, I got to say, the robot gave a more thorough answer because he talked about different types of bleeding.
I don't know how to stop that bleeding.
He didn't get poker.
He didn't say that, but he talked about the Ben and Jerry's situation.
What if women did that every time?
Yeah. Every month. Oh, goddamn. Get my red hot poker. I feel it coming. Jake, I got to say, you said the same thing the robot said right away, which is pressure and bandage.
I can't believe it says not to use a tourniquet. I thought that was what you do in the movies.
I think the tourniquet is only when it's like extreme bleeding.
When you like lose an arm?
But I do appreciate the robot said to not do what I do, which is to lift up the bandage every 5 seconds to check and see if it stopped bleeding.
Is it still?
It's still bleeding.
Is it still? No.
Yeah, the pressure's the key right there. All right, well, I guess point goes robot on that one.
Come on.
Damn it, Jake. All right, next question. Omar, take this one. You're inside your house, and there is an intruder inside the house. You call 911 because you're now in the house, and an intruder is in the house. What should you do?
Well, I'm going to grab my knife and my, I have the spray. What do you call that? The mace.
Oh, the bear spray?
Yeah, I have mace. Yeah. No, not bear spray, but I have the mace. So I'm going to grab my knife and my mace, and then I'm going to go look after this mother effer and protect my family and stab the bitch.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to Rambo.
That's what I'm going to do.
This is what AI says.
If you believe an intruder is in your house right now, prioritize getting yourself and everyone else to safety. Do not confront or search for the intruder.
Oh.
If you can safely leave without going toward them, get outside and move to a safe location.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, I'm
opening up my window, and I'm going out on the roof and pretending I'm not in that house.
Right, I think. And I was
I'm hiding.
Yeah, I think, Omar, your answer's wrong.
What? Are you kidding me?
I didn't even have a gun.
Yeah. You stabbed the bitch.
You're going to go there with mace and a knife?
No, you go in the closet and watch them through the blinds.
Oh, man.
And hope they don't open the closet.
All right. This is not good. I'll call that one a draw, I guess.
All right.
So now we've got a tie in question two. Robot wins question one. Allie, it comes down to
no,
you.
Oh, no. It's up to me.
This is one of the biggest calls that comes into 911, and this is my house is on fire.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And I'm inside of the house. What should you do?
Well, you want to run away from the fire source. So just the opposite direction of the fire. And then on your way out, you have to grab a baby or an animal so that you look like a hero.
Okay.
So that when you're running out of the house, you seem like you've rescued.
You don't have a baby or an animal. Do you grab one, go back in, and then run out with it?
Yeah, you got to do that because you got to look like a hero.
Then you're a hero.
But like if the fire's downstairs, you got to run upstairs and then jump off the roof.
That
if it's downstairs,
definitely not right at all.
If it's upstairs, you got to go downstairs and out the door.
Okay.
Just the opposite way of the fire.
All right. This is what the AI said because AI is going to be taking over all of our 911 calls soon enough.
If you're trapped in a house on fire, close the door between you and the fire. Block gaps around the door with cloth if possible. Go to a window and signal for help if you can do so safely. Stay low where the air may be clearer. Peeing on fire is.
Peeing on fire is?
What? Is that a glitch in the system?
Oh, no, you're out of data. We didn't get plus.
We didn't pay for the good service, so that's all we got. Well, some guys.
Well, this is the 911. Is it the free version or the plus version? It's going to be on there.
If it's good or bad, because I need to know right now.
Being on fire is.
It just is.
Period.
Get the Ben and Jerry's.